Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Dan Assel Show. Just 48 hours after the announcement that Informa were acquiring Tarsus for $940 million, I sat down with Tarsus CEO Doug Emslie, who gave me a fascinating insight into how the deal came about, why Informa was such a good fit, and what the future holds for Doug and the Tarsus brands. The Dan Assel Show is supported by TF Connect, Tarsus Group, Terrapin and 19 Group, and the show's official venue sponsor, Carbon Neutral Conference and Exhibition Centre, BDC London, who are currently setting their sights on reaching net zero before 2030. Visit bdc.london. Please check out all of my content on danassel.com and be notified first about new episodes by subscribing to my YouTube channel and by following me on Apple Podcasts and Spotify platforms. So I should say congratulations, obviously, first.
Thank you.
The deal was announced with Informa roughly 48 hours ago, a bit more than that now.
Yeah, Thursday.
What's your overriding emotion, Doug, since those 48 hours have passed?
Well, I mean, for me, what was bizarre was yesterday, which I didn't realise, but obviously the great thing about LinkedIn is it prompts you that, and you get all the messages that yesterday was 25 years of me.
Yes, I saw that. So was that a coincidence, by the way? Did you just want to, you know, get rid of the 25 years? I did see that pop up and I thought, hold on a minute. That's a bit of a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, no, it's been 25 years. You know, so it was a very emotional day. You know, actually, it's a very proud day because, you know, we started in 1998. We had 50,000 in cash, and you know, we've ended up selling the business for $1 billion. So yeah, you know, that's something to be proud of. But I think the emotion is, you know, it's the end, really. And you know, and that always sort of, you know, comes with positives and negatives. The negative is it's, you know, the Tarsus name's going to go, but the positive is actually we're going to go into Informa. There's a lot of opportunities for the team. Informa do a lot of great things that we can take advantage of, and in particular, you know, the digital and data side of the business, which really as an industry we've got to accelerate. Informa by far is the leader, and while they might say, you know, they're only halfway up the hill, we're in the foothills, and that's what excites me is what this combination will do to accelerate our business.
Sure, which we're going to come and talk about, but it will be remiss of me just to ask this question. So it's 1998, Tarsus is sort of a fledgling business. If someone had said to you back then, you know what, Doug, on your 25th anniversary of Tarsus, the business is going to be sold to a fantastic another business for just shy of $1 billion. What would you have said to that person?
Well, I'd say they're obviously smoking something, but.
Okay. So I want to get into the terms of the deal. Obviously, Everyone's read the top line, but for those that aren't in the know, can you just explain how it works? Because I understand there's obviously cash, there's some shares, there's a bit of an earnout. Just talk us through that, please, the details.
Yeah, I mean, the overall deal is, you know, to say approximately $1 billion. I mean, why do we talk about dollars? Is actually that's our functional currency. We're predominantly a dollar business, so that the business is valued in dollars.
Sure.
In terms of the consideration, it's partly cash and partly shares, and that was really a key component in actually us doing the deal.
Sure.
And it might be just worth actually just sort of setting the scene, because
Normally
in a private equity situation, there's a 6-month sort of process of getting ready, having all the due diligence information, you know, ready, so that a process which you would normally speak to 5 or 6 companies, that didn't happen here. There was no process. At the end of January, Informa approached Charterhouse basically said they wanted to buy Tarsus. You know, they've publicly said, you know, this was their third attempt. So you know, we've been here before.
Yeah.
And it didn't consummate. So you know, they were around when we did the Charterhouse deal.
Sure.
And they've always liked the business. They wanted to do the deal. We had about 4 days of intense negotiation. We reached a deal. But the thing that really clinched it is that we wanted to take a large component of the consideration in Informa shares. And the reason that we did that was, you know, we think Informa is undervalued. And from an investor perspective, they're looking at this and saying, well, Tarsus is still in recovery. And obviously China has just reopened and we've got 25% of our business in China. Informa is in a similar situation. They're still in recovery. And they've got a big Chinese business as well. So it was a good way to play that recovery in terms of not just Tarsus, but the combined business by taking the shares. And, you know, we've also got additional consideration, which the only condition for that additional consideration to be paid is the share price of Informa hit £8.50.
Yeah.
So that is our view of what we think Informa is worth. And that's why we're taking shares. So while the headline value of the deal is $1 billion, we believe it's actually 1.2. And you know, that was a critical component for us to do the deal, because we do really believe in the Informa story.
Sure.
So it's quite simple: shares and cash, and the additional consideration is all in shares, and it's purely paid when the price hits $8.50. That's it.
Sure. Thank you. You mentioned China a couple of times in that statement, yeah, in what you just said. Did China opening, do you think, play a part in this?
Absolutely.
In accelerating the progress?
These things are all about confidence. And the final cloud for both of us was removed, you know, early January. And I think that really sort of, I think, accelerated. And I mean, I have to congratulate, you know, Stephen Carter, because I think they've been very, very clever in their timing. You know, it was very opportune. I think they've got us at a point in the cycle where we're recovering. They've got us in our big year, because obviously we've got a biennial component. The odds are bigger than the evens. So it was very good timing. And, you know, to be honest, I wasn't expecting it. You know, I was thinking that we've got another couple of years of recovery, and then probably we would be looking at doing a transaction. So it came out of the blue. And once we did it, Informa said, listen, we want to do it very quickly. We want to announce it with our results on the 9th of March. So effectively, we had just over a month of due diligence. So in a month, we did 6 months' work. So our senior team basically were working 7 days a week, all hours, spending lots of hours with accountants and bankers.
I was going to say, I'm sure the accountants, lawyers and bankers have enjoyed this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and answering literally thousands and thousands of questions.
Sure.
In most cases, doing it with good humor.
Hi, I hope you enjoyed the podcast so far. Just going to take a brief pause to tell you a little bit more about our official venue sponsor, the Business Design Centre. The BDC is London's most stylish venue, playing host to hundreds of conferences and exhibitions every year. It is also the permanent home to over 125 businesses who occupy the offices and showrooms based there all year round. Opened over 36 years ago in 1986, and formerly the Royal Agricultural Hall, the building was rescued from demolition in 1981 by entrepreneur Sam Morris, and was fully restored and reopened as the UK's first integrated trade exhibition and conference complex. Today, the BDC attracts almost 1 million visitors every year. Sustainability is at the forefront of everything they do at the BDC, with a goal to reach net zero before 2030. For over 13 years, it has been a certified carbon neutral venue, and the steps they have taken to improve their impact on the planet have been recognised within the events industry and further. The BDC has received recognition with multiple awards, including Exhibition News CSR Award in both 2018 and 2019, and more recently, the EN ESG Award in 2022. Please visit bdc.london for more information. Now back to the podcast. Yeah, absolutely. Doug, you said when the deal was announced, you couldn't think of a better partner than Informa to lead our brands and colleagues through the next phase of growth and expansion. You have just touched upon it, but just give me a sense of why you put that statement out.
Well, we as a board, I mean, always when you're in private equity, there is going to be a transaction because private equity are not your forever home. It at the end of the day, it's a foster home. And, you know, we looked at various options in terms of what we thought that exit would be. But we always had Informa as the best forever home. And why was that? Really, three reasons. One is we've got very similar geographical footprints. By sector, we're quite complementary. But I think thirdly, and I think probably most importantly, is we believed, and actually interestingly, Informa believed, culturally, we were the best fit for each other.
Sure.
You know, they've got a similar entrepreneurial component. Obviously, they're a bigger company and they do things differently. But actually they're very focused on their customers, they're fast moving. And I think that will augur well for the combination of the business. So it was really, we felt, the best cultural fit and, sure. and that was the big driver for us.
Let's talk about the stakeholders of Tarsus. So I just want to come on to the clients first. So the exhibitors, and also the clients on your media brands. They're obviously going to be excited, I'm sure, with the top line news, possibly tempered with a bit of, okay, so what does the future hold? If you could give a message to them, so to start off with the Tarsus clients, what would it be?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's going to be no change. I mean, we're going to continue to build the business. You know, at the end of the day, Informa have paid a lot of money that they're buying a world-class business with world-class brands and world-class teams. And the teams that service those customers are not going to change. That's good. I mean, a key component of this is continuity and making sure those relationships are not disturbed. And that's one of the key aspects of what I'll be doing once the deal completes.
Yeah,
and maybe I should just touch on the deal completion because we announced it, and the only thing that's outstanding for the deal to complete is really the regulatory component, and principally a filing in the US which is called the Hart-Scott-Rodino, which is basically the competition authorities confirming that actually there's no issue with the combination. So. That should be a formality, but it just takes a couple of months. So hopefully by June, you know, the acquisition into Informa will be complete.
Sure. And just sticking with the clients just quickly, do you see this sort of deal as more evidence of an omni-channel experience becoming the norm, given sort of Informa's brands, your events?
I do, and I think, you know, and we've talked about this before, and you know, it's obviously been a debate within the industry now during the pandemic, is that, you know, we can't just provide the trade show. We've got to provide other services. And as I said earlier, you know, where Informa are on digital and data, I think in terms of our customers, that's really where the value comes and the different services that we'll be able to offer. I mean, just by way of example, I mean, our biggest show is the Dubai Air Show. Informa have a series of other assets in the aerospace sector, and they're probably 80% digital data assets, which will really complement what we are doing in the Middle East. So we're excited about that and the opportunities that can bring. But also in the Middle East, Informa are really big and made a big push into Saudi Arabia, we're in the early stages of doing that. So that's something we can accelerate really quickly because our customers want to go there. So it's these types of advantages that we're going to get out of this transaction. Sure. Their access and scale allows us to just move quicker.
Thank you. So we've spoken of the clients. Obviously, Tarsus, I don't know the exact number, but obviously hundreds of staff in different territories across the world. What would be your message to them? And I'm sure you've spoken to a lot of them since the announcement and obviously before when it was on the horizon.
Yeah, we've got 650 employees. Yep. We've spent a lot of time obviously thinking about this. When we announced the deal, obviously I sent a personal letter to each one of them, and Stephen Carter did as well. And then later that day, we had a town hall. We spoke to everybody, and we followed that up with some more communication. And then next week, we will have another town hall because, I mean, people are getting a lot of information. They're getting it quickly. It's come as a shock to people, so they're not necessarily absorbing all of this. So we wanted to give them the weekend to think about it. And speak to their families and have questions. And then we'd have another town hall on Tuesday. And I've invited Stephen Carter along to talk about that. Because a key component of, you know, a big change like this is what's it going to be like? We can talk about it, but the best person to talk about it is the leader of Informa, and so Stephen's coming along to talk about that and be very open and answer any questions that they've got. Sure.
So the deal hopefully completes around sort of July, and then obviously in the statement that was announced, and you just referenced it, there's this combination program which takes the business through to Jan 24. Just explain a bit about that, please, and the stages.
Well, I think the really positive part of our discussions with Informa was how they're going to approach the combination. I mean, they really understand that our business is more complicated than it looks. It's all about the people. It's all about relationships. And while you can do lots of due diligence and have lots of lawyers and accountants running around, I mean, great on spreadsheets, but actually that doesn't tell you about actually the relationships and what's important, what's not important. And what we've put together is really a three-step process. The first one is it's really important, you know, for the business to deliver this year. I mean, 85% of our profits are in the second half of the year. So, you know, it's really important that the teams are focused with the customers to deliver the shows, and no one wants to do anything that's going to disturb that. So that's really important, that there's no disruption to the ongoing program. Secondly, it's all about what Informa are calling discovery. It's about getting into the business, understanding those relationships, speaking to the teams, and then coming up with the plan for the third bit, which is the combination. And the plan is that having spent 6 months, having gone through it, as of 1st of January 24 next year, the Tarsus name will go, and it will become part of Informa, and the businesses will combine, but it'll be done with knowledge and understanding, and they might be slower than, you know, people expect, because people expect big companies come in, it's bang wham, people out the door, but here it's been done, I think, very intelligently, very respectfully, and hopefully will give us the best outcome, and making sure that we get everything right. And my key job going forward with Informa is to make sure that the Tarsus business lands well within the organization, both from a customer perspective, but also from a people perspective. It's in everybody's interests for actually this to go well. And that's what I'm going to be focused on.
Sure. So that would be your senior advisor role that was referenced in there.
Yes, and as one of my friends kindly pointed out, at my age, being called senior something is not good.
That's true. So you're going to see, as I understand it, then you're going to see it through to Jan 24, through this combination program phase.
Yeah.
What's then the future hold for Doug? Is it mojitos on the Copacabana, or what are we gonna see more from you? Or no, you don't know yet?
I'm not thinking that far ahead. I mean, it's obviously, sure, you know, been quite an intense period. Yeah. You know, I mean, I've got, you know, really three priorities short term. Firstly, obviously, on my family. Secondly, and really importantly, in terms of businesses, making sure, as I've said, that the Tarsus business lands well within Informa.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, I think I'll be able to achieve what has always been my ambition when I grew up, which is to become a full-time runner.
Wow. Okay. You're laughing. I don't know whether that's out of fear or out of or just happiness. But I know, yeah, running's obviously really important to you. I know that, especially over the last few years. What would that entail when you say a full-time runner? What, roll it forward a year. What do you hope to be doing this time next year?
No, well, I'm hoping to, you know, continue, you know, the journey. I mean, I've just completed, after a 3-year wait, all the major marathons. There's 6 major, yeah, marathons in the world, and my, yeah, final one was Tokyo. I've just done that. Sure. And I'm on to the next challenge. And with our good friend Mike Seaman, we're going to do the West Highland Way again in the summer. Yeah. And you know, there'll be some big announcements coming on that, because we're looking to raise quite a bit of money for charity on that. And that's 96 miles.
Wow.
So I'm looking to do races, but also to do adventures and you know, doing things that, you know, are exciting and different.
Good for you.
Thank
Doug.
You.
Doug. Thank you so much. Congratulations. And we will keep a watching brief over the next few months for how Tarsus obviously integrates into Informa. And then obviously subsequent to that, your running career. And we look forward to seeing you on many podiums maybe soon and many events.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks.